Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Shalom Aleichem, Assalamu Aleichem, Namaste, Pak Sat Nam, Sat Sri Akal, Tashi Dalek, Ho Lila Tanyan Wase, Yanki. Hello, may everything be well with you as it is with me. Let me turn down our recording levels here just a little bit so that we're not overamping the system. There, that looks a little bit better. We will continue on today in our teaching regarding the levels of soul, the levels of world, the levels of consciousness, all dealing with and being relevant to the subject of Devakut, which is a union of the intellect, the human intellect with the divine intellect, the union of the human soul with the divine soul, and the soul of souls. But before we begin today's lesson, I will, as I do each day at the beginning of each year, I will recite the Kaddish for the dead and the mourners of the dead. So please close your eyes as you listen and remember someone to whom you were close who has passed away. In doing so, you will honor that person's life and bless his or her memory with the light of your own consciousness. Yishkadol v'yishkadash meirabo, bo modi v'ero kirase v'yamlik malkase, Bakayakon uvio makon uvkaya de kol, base Yisrael, Vagolo uvizman koriev, vimru omein. Yehesh me rabo mavorak, leyalam ule olme omail, Yisbarak ve yistabak ve yisparar ve yisramam, ve yisnase ve yisadar ve yisale ve yisalal, shmedu kacho beraku. Le'elo minkol berkaso vishoroso, tush bekoso venekamoso, da amirom ve'olmo ve'imru omein. Yehe shlomo rabo, min shemayo, ve'kayim aleinu ve'alkol Yisrael, ve'imru omein. O se shalom bimramov, hu yeshe shalom, aleinu ve'alkol Yisrael, ve'imru omein. Thank you very much. Well, we've been talking about Devakut, and in connection with that, consciousness and soul. We've talked about the first and second creations of man, physical man, spiritual man. The physical body is distinguished from the spiritual body, both of which were created in the image and likeness of God. One, of course, being physical, the other and being blessed and told to populate the earth and have dominion over all the animals. And the other, spiritual man, being created from the earth also, but with the difference of having blown into his nostrils the wind or divine breath of Yahweh Elohim and receiving a breath, a neshama, that creates in him kaya, a living being. And of course, this is the higher spiritual man who is a composite being, a physical body enclosing a spiritual body, which in turn encloses a divine soul, linking the physical body and, linking the zelum, the spiritual body, to the physical body, is the lowermost rung of the divine soul. The divine soul having five rungs or levels, the lowest of which is nefesh, equivalent, which essentially is the animating spark. And it is connected to the nefesh, which holds the holy spark, the nitzat, that animates the physical body. So the physical body is animated by a nefesh, which is a holy spark, Nitzat, and the spiritual body is animated by a Nitzat, or holy spark. And the nefesh of the spiritual body is connected to the nefesh of the physical body. This is what binds the soul, the divine soul, the bottommost rung of which is nefesh, to the physical body. The nefesh of the divine soul is connected to the nephesh of the physical body. I know this sounds confusing, but just try to slow down the racing and questioning in your mind and just think about this. We have a physical body and we have a spiritual body called a zelem, meaning image, because God created us in his image. This physical body is the garment of our spiritual body. It's as if it's our clothing. And our spiritual body, our zelem, is the garment for our divine soul. Our divine soul, which consists of five rungs, five levels. The bottommost which is called nefesh. And because it contains the holy nitzat, the holy spark, which animates that physical, that zelem, that spiritual body, it has a property that allows it to connect directly to its corresponding part, its corresponding nitzat, holy nitzat, nefesh, which animates the physical body. So we have a physical body enclosing a spiritual body, and we have a nefesh that animates the physical body, and a nefesh that animates the spiritual body. And those two nefeshim are connected, and it is in a bond that cannot be broken during the lifespan of the physical body. And this is why it is said that man is the last of, well, not why it's said he's the last, but it's why we are taught by our sages, great sages of times past, that that man is a composite being because he consists of a divine soul bound by its nefesh to the nefesh of a physical body. Now, I hope I've cleared that up. Man is a composite being that consists of a divine soul bound by its nefesh to the nefesh of a physical body. All right, enough of that. Now, as we taught last week, Rabbi Chaim Vital, who was the foremost of disciples of the great Arizal, meaning the lion, the lion of God, so to speak, the great lion, who it was Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, Isaac Luria, in the 16th century in Safed, in what is now Israel. What was then, I think, Palestine, said, "It should be known that the man himself is the spirit," okay, which I'm calling the ethereal body, "that is within the body," meaning the physical body, "and the body encloses the man, and is not the man himself." So what he's talking about here is that the essence of the man, what we refer to as the man, meaning man's essence, is the spirit that is enclosed within the physical body. This is referring to the spiritual body, or zelem, which itself is the clothing for the five levels of the divine soul, which come from the soul of souls in the spiritual supernal worlds, which come from God. All right, let's talk about these five levels of divine soul. Okay, now there's correspondences here between the five levels of soul and the five worlds or universes. And so I'm going to talk about, I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a table that you can use to simplify this. It's very difficult to do just in an audio session such as we have right here. Excuse me. But I'm going to describe to you a table, a chart, that you yourself can draw if you have a piece of paper and a pencil. And I'm going to tell you what to put into each one of the cells of this chart so that you can look at this and listen to what I'm going to teach you now again after you have constructed this chart, and it will make more sense to you. If you don't have enough patience to do this, then you should not even waste your time listening to what I'm teaching. Because if you don't have that much, if you don't have the will within you, the magnetic center which draws to you these teachings, and which in turn those teachings cause you to be drawn to them, that makes you want to get that piece of paper and pencil and go to the trouble of making this chart so that you can better understand that which I'm about to convey to you, then you're not ready. You're not ready for these teachings. You need to just go and go back to your conventional religious container. Just go to your church if you're a Christian on Sundays, Wednesdays, however many times you want to go. Listen to your adult Sunday school lessons and call it good. Or if you're a Jew, just attend shul on Sabbath and go through the ritual prayers. Make no effort to understand Torah and call it good. You'll get another chance. You'll get another round here in this earth because of the great wheel of reincarnation, the transmigration of souls. You will find yourself after death once again at Share HaGilgul, the gate of reincarnation. And you will continue to do so until you develop a magnetic center. That which draws you in the hot pursuit or devakut, not hot pursuit, pardon me, in the close pursuit or devakut of Adonai. And then you will find another teacher such as myself, and you will go to the trouble of making this chart. All right, that should have given everybody time enough to get their pieces of paper and pencils. So what I want you to do is draw a chart that has three columns. So make your chart and give it three columns. You got plenty of room on the page, so make them wide. Okay? And at the top of the first column, well, actually, we'll go ahead and make all the cells. Okay? At the top is going to be the titles, the column headings. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that right now before we draw any lines. At the top of the leftmost column, write in the words, the five worlds or universes. So the title of the left-hand column, and you should write this at the top, is the five worlds or universes. The top of the middle column, write in these words, the five partsufim in each world. The five partsufim in each world. Spell partsufim. P as in Paul, A-R-T-Z as in Z, or zebra, U, F as in Frank, I, M as in Mary, or Mercy, or Malkut. The five parts of him in each world. And in the rightmost column, write the five levels of soul, the five levels of soul, each corresponding to one of the five worlds or universes. The five levels of soul, each corresponding to one of the five worlds or universes. Now, there are the column headings from left to right. Now, draw, giving yourself about a half an inch from top to bottom, horizontal lines across paper. Do this every half inch so that you have 5 rows. Make 5 rows, each one about a half an inch wide. Half inch tall, top to bottom. All right, now, after you've done that, and I assume that you've done that because that shouldn't take very long, I want you to write the following things in these four cells that are underneath the left hand, the heading of the left-hand column. So here's a listing of the five worlds or universes. Okay? In the first one, right, Adam Kadmon, A-D-A-M, K, as in king, A, D as in Dalit, M as in Malkut, O, N as in Nefesh. Okay? Then in parentheses, below it, put primordial man. All of that should be in the first cell. In the second cell, and I'm going to kind of hurry through these. You can listen again to pick these up. You know, you can listen to this. It's being recorded as an MP3 file, and it'll be uplinked. It'll be loaded onto our website at www.beitchemtov.org, and you can find it under on the navigation bar at the top of each page under audio archives, and you'll find it at the top of the list. So you can listen to this again. So I'm going to go a little bit faster with this, but you can write down what you can of each one. Okay, the second row in the leftmost column, Atzilut, A-T-Z-I-L-U-T, in parentheses, emanation. The next one down, Berea, B as in boy, E-R-I-A-H, and in parentheses, creation. The next one down, Yetzirah, Y-E-T-Z-I-R-A-H, and in parentheses, formation. The next one down, Asiya, A, S as in Sam, I-Y-A-H, and in parentheses, completion. So now what it should read in the left column, which is now finished, is the heading, which says the five worlds or universes. The next cell, Adam Kadmon, in parentheses, primordial man. Atzilut, in parentheses, emanation. Berea, in parentheses, creation. Yetzirah, in parentheses, formation. And Asiya, in parentheses, completion. Okay, now, the second column, you've already got a heading, the column heading, which is the five parts of theme in each world. Okay, the first cell, write Arik Anpin, spelled A-R-I-K, second word, Anpin, A-N, P as in Paul, I-N as in Neshama. In parentheses, write greater countenance. Or just greater face, it's faster to write. Or larger face, okay? Next cell down, Abba, spelled A, bait, bait, or A-B-B-A, parentheses, father. Next one down, Ima, I-M-M, like in mother, mother, A, and in parentheses, mother. The fourth cell down, Zer Anpin, spelled Z as in zebra, E-I-R, next word, A-N-P-I-N, Anpin. And that means lesser face. And then the final cell in this column, middle column, is Nukva. N as in Nancy, U-K, V as in Victor, A. And that means female. Okay? Now we have all of those. Now, the final column on the right. Underneath the column heading, write Yehida, spelled Y-E-C-H-I-D as in David, A-H. And in parentheses, write absolute essence. Absolute essence. So that's Yehida, absolute essence. Next one down is Chaya, C-H-A-Y-A-H, and in parentheses, write, living essence. Next one down is Neshama, spelled N as in Nefesh, or No, or Nancy, E-S-H-A-M-A-H, and in parentheses, breath. Next one down, ruach, spelled R-U-A-C-H, and in parentheses, spirit. And the last one in that column is nephesh, spelled N as in Nancy, E-F-E-S-H, and in parentheses, soul. All right. Now, you have completed your chart. Now I'm going to talk about what's in that chart. And we're going to discuss first the five worlds or universes. Now remember, prior to the beginning of creation, there was nothing but the transcendental eternal, the transcendent eternal, known as Ein Sof, which literally means without end. Okay? Nothing else existed. It came into its mind as a metaphor for thinking. Its will, its desire to create appeared. And it began that process. Okay, so the transcendent eternal, Ein Sof, manifests itself through its descent from spiritual potentiality to physical actuality. So it goes from spiritual potentiality. Why do we say that? Because it's wholly transcendental, wholly spiritual, and yet has within it all mixed up the potential of all being, of all things. Okay? But they just exist in potentiality. They do not come into actuality until Ein Sof manifests itself in a staged descent that goes from totally spiritual, totally ethereal, to each level, okay, down each level, until it becomes wholly physical and immanent. Goes from the transcendent spiritual, the spiritual transcendent, to the physical immanent. Okay? And it does this in five stages or worlds. And this is what we've written into the left-hand column of the chart. Okay, each of these five worlds is less subtle and more gross than the last, until finally an immanent God reveals himself in our world of space, matter, and time. Okay, the first world is called Adam Kadmon. It means primordial man, but it's primordial man made in the Zelem of God, in the image of God. This is a world of absolute unity that existed prior to the making of the Sephirotic worlds. Indeed, it is the absolute unity in the form of a man, which we are told in Genesis 1:26 and 27, is the image of God, the Zelem of God. And it's from this image, specifically from the openings of its head, its eyes, its ears, its nose, and its mouth. How many are there, though? There's two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth. We have seven apertures in our skulls, in our heads. So too does the Zelem of God. Adam Kadmon, primordial man, has seven apertures. From out of these apertures, in the process of creation, came light. Light of different qualities came from each of these openings. And from these lights was distilled or precipitated or crystallized, however you want to look at it, the vessels and the light within those vessels of numerous worlds. These worlds were found to be out of balance and out of harmony with each other, and thus they shattered in what the Arizal, Isaac Luria, calls Shevarit HaKalim, the shattering of the vessels, and in which is referred to in Genesis as the seven kings of Edom. These are the kings of Edom that were destroyed. Okay? These are the worlds which Baal Shem Tov refers to as the worlds that God created and destroyed. Okay? But then through the process of tikkun, which means spiritual restoration or spiritual repair, excuse me, God restores most of these worlds. All of the light that was shattered and dumped out, most of it returns to Adam Kadmon. And then new worlds are formed, new Sefirot. And then it takes on the form that we're familiar with of the ten Sefirot. Okay? The next world comes about. And that world is the world of Atzilut. Atzilut. It's called the world of nearness. Nearness to what? Nearness, it's the Sephirotic world that's the nearest to Adam Kadmon and to Ein Sof. It's also called the world of emanation. Why? Because it is the world from which all the other worlds come out of, are emanated, from which they are emanated. It contains the first or the highest triad of the Holy Sephirot. Now, if you look at the diagram of Etz Chaim, the world tree, you will see, the tree of life, you will see that there's 10 Holy Sephirot. But if you look at them going from top to bottom, you'll see that they're arranged in three columns, and that beginning at the top, you can divide this into triads. In other words, groups of three Sephirot. And the first group would be Keter, Chokmah, and Binah. Keter meaning crown, Chokmah meaning wisdom, and Binah understanding. And this is the first triad. This is the dividing line, right after them is the dividing line between the world of Atzilut and the world of Berea. So Atzilut is the first triad of Holy Sephirot, the first three. Keter, crown, Chokmah, wisdom, Binah understanding. Together they form what we can call a holy trinity of sorts. Holy king, because crown stands for king. Chokmah, wisdom, has a partsuf, as we shall see in a minute, of father, supernal father. And Binah has a partsuf of ima, which stands for supernal mother. From the union of which, all the other sephirot, meaning the universe, is born. And this first holy trinity of sorts constitutes the union of will, thought, and understanding. Will, thought, and understanding. In terms of Merkabah mysticism, the vision of Ezekiel of the chariot, it's the world of the king who sits upon the throne that sat upon the chariot that came in the cloud. Storm cloud from the north. Okay, the next world down is the world of creation, Berea. Berea means creation. Berea Olam, literal, meaning the creation, the world of creation. It contains the second level triad of Holy Sephirot. So you look at that, and what's next? We have the three Holy Sephirot of Chesed, meaning loving kindness, Gevurah, meaning strength, and Tiferet, meaning beauty. So those three form their own triad, second in level only to the world of Atzilut. This is the world of Berea, creation. In Merkabah mysticism, this is the world of the throne. Okay, the next world down is called the world of formation, Yetzirah Olam, the world of formation. It contains the third level triad of Holy Sephirot, which consists of Netzach, which is Hebrew for endurance or victory, Hod, H-O-D, which is Hebrew for majesty or glory, and Tzadik Yisad HaOlam, Tzadik spelled T-Z-A-D-D-I-K, Isad Ha'olam, the righteous one, foundation of the world. Okay? This is the last of the triads in the Holy Sefirot. Obviously, there's 10, and we've done 3, and this is the third of 3. That makes 9. That leaves only 1 left over. Okay, so this is the last of the triads, the lowest of the triads. Okay? It is the world that has contact with the world in which man lives. It's the world, in terms of Merkabah mysticism, the world of the angels. It's the angelic world. This leaves us with the final world, the world called Asiya. A-S, like in Sam, I-Y-A-H. This is the world of completion, oftentimes called action, and that's not a very good description because it implies that the other worlds there's no action, but that's not true. But it's the world of completion in the sense that it's the last world that needed to be made by God to complete all the worlds, to have all the worlds necessary for completion of the act of creation. It consists only of a single holy sefirot. And this sefirot is called Malkut, kingdom. Also, it's known as Shekinah, God's indwelling presence. God's indwelling presence. And it derives, if you look at all of the paths that connect, the 22 paths, each of which is represents one of the letters of the Holy Tongue, the Hebrew alphabet. It has one path alone that connects it to the other sefirot. So it has none of its own attributes to pass on. It can only receive from above and receive from below, from us, and transmit as a conduit up and down the divine chain of Holy Sefirot. But it receives all its attributes, all its divine attributes, from the 9 sefirot above it. And then it is the source of Holy Shafa, the nearest source to us, it is the breast, if one wants to look at it this way, upon which humankind suckles to receive the holy milk, the divine shafa, the sustenance which we receive from God. Indeed, Malkut and Shekinah are considered to be God's feminine nature. All right, so those are the 5 worlds. Now, what you need to understand is that each of the lower 4 worlds contain all 10 of the Holy Sefirot. So not only do those 5 worlds constitute one or more of the 10 sefirot, or 3 or more of those, 1 to 3 of those 10 sefirot. Okay, each one of those bottom 4 worlds contain altogether 10 holy sefirot. Okay, and all of them, but not in the form of holy sefirot, are contained in potentiality in Adam Kadmon. But now looking at the 4 lower worlds, altogether they're comprised of 10 holy sefirot. But, that's collectively, but individually they each contain those same 10 holy sefirot. Okay, so we look at them and each one is a replica of the total, of the totality. So there are 10 sefirot divided up into 5 holy worlds, or 5 worlds which collectively can consist of 10 sefirot. First world has the top 3 10 sefirot, that's the second level world. The world of Atzilut, the world of Berea, consists of the second triad. The world of Yetzirah consists of the third triad, and the world of Asiya consists of Malkut. So the 10 holy sefirot are divided among the 4 worlds, the lower 4 worlds of the 5. But each one of those worlds individually also contains all 10 inside of it, contains and is composed of all 10 of the Sephirot. It's sort of like the Russian dolls, right? You open up one doll and inside is a replica of the one you just opened. Okay? And that's the way this is. You open up one of the worlds and inside is all 10 of the Sephirot. Not just the 3 of which it's composed, but all 10. Okay? So all of them are there. Okay? And they are arranged. Now, all 10 of those parts of Pheme in each one of the 5 worlds are arranged in the form of the parts of Pheme. Now, this is a concept that was first written down by Isaac Luria, the great Kabbalist of the 16th century Safed. Okay, a partsuf is, for lack of a better way to transliterate it into English, translate it into English, is to say it's a hidden personality, a hidden countenance, a hidden face. It's actually a hypostasis. It's like we take certain aspects of God, certain characteristics and attributes of God, and we distill them into a personality that expresses those attributes. And that's what a partsuf is. All right? And here are the partsuf. Okay? There are 5 partsufim. So here are the 5 partsufim that into which organize the 10 sephirot within each of the 5 worlds. Okay. Another way of putting it is each there are 5 worlds, and each of the 5 worlds contains 5 parts of Pheme, which themselves are a combination of the 10 Sephirot. And here is the combination of the Sephirot. Okay. The first parts of Pheme is titled Arik Anpin, which stands for long suffering face. Or a greater face, sometimes called larger face. It consists of a single sephirot called Keter, crown, or will. Okay, the second partsuf, or hidden countenance or personality of God, is Abba, meaning father. Now if you'll notice, these are what we've already written down in the second column of the chart that I had you make. Okay, I'm going to go right down those. Abba, Father, is the hidden personality of Chokmah, wisdom. The third partsuf is Ima, Mother, and that's the hidden personality of Binah, understanding. Now, so far, each one of these partsufim consists of only a single sephirot. And what do the first 3 happen to be that we talked about? They happen to be Keter, Chokmah, and Binah, which constitutes the world of Atzilut. Okay? But these are all inside, all 10 sephirot, and all 5 arranged and configured in the 5 parts of Pheme are in each one of the worlds. Okay? Now, the third partsuf is different. The third partsuf consists of 6 sephirot. The next 6 in order as we go down the Eskayim, the tree of life. They consist of Chesed, loving kindness, Gevura, strength, Teferet, beauty, Netzach, endurance or victory, Hod, glory or majesty, and Isad or Tzadik Isad Ha'alam, okay, meaning foundation or meaning the righteous one, the foundation of the world. All of those together, that combination of those 6, which if you'll think now, what does 6 also represent? It represents the 6 days. The 6 days, doesn't it? Okay. All of those together represent Zer Anpin, which means impatient face or lesser face or smaller face. And I'm going to tell you another thing that it represents. Okay. Sun, S-O-N, not S-U-N, S-O-N. Okay? So, If you look at what we've got here, we've got keter, meaning Arik Ampent, which can be seen as king. Abba, which can be seen as the father. Ima, as mother. And now, Zeranpin as the son. And to complete the holy family, we have Malkut, or Shekinah, which is kingdom and God's indwelling presence. And the name of that Partsuf, we're back to now just a single Sephira representing the Partsuf. That Partsuf is named Nukva. N is in Nancy, U, K, V is in Victor, A. And it literally means female or feminine, the feminine or female aspect of God. But we're going to call it also daughter. So now we have five Partsufim, five personalities representing what? Representing a divine family. We have king, father, mother, son, and daughter. All right. Let me check my time here. I've gone on long enough. I'll talk about the levels of soul when we return on Wednesday and how these are all related. And this is actually a good place to break, because what I'm showing is I'm setting up a structure of tiered layers of, that might be redundant, of tiers, I guess, a stratification of being, so to speak, a stratification of being. It, from different perspectives, from the perspectives of worlds to the perspective of levels of God's personalities as he descends from absolute transcendence into material, into matter, time, and space, and in terms of personality, partsufim, or countenances. Okay, that'll be all for today. Please, if you know anyone who wants to hear this, or if you want to hear this again, we will be rebroadcasting it tonight in the same location at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. In the meantime, as I said earlier, we are saving this as an MP3 file, and it will be posted on our website at www.beit.org. And you can go there and download it as an MP3 file. Listen to it however you'd like. Our next meeting will be this Wednesday at the same time as today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And hope to see you there. We'll continue along in this vein and on this subject. And in the meantime, until we meet again, I ask that God's blessing be upon you. Please remember God. Don't forget to remember God at least twice each day. Because in doing so, you call God into consciousness and you bring him into you. And he blesses you and you bless him in return. And go from strength to strength. Be well. Zagesund.